Thompson back here at the Moe's Glam Hockey Arena in Tomah, Wisconsin. We're in period number one, first intermission. Tomah leading 1-0. The only goal of the game credited to Rhett Ritter with the assist going to Josh Repall. The puck actually deflected off the stick of one of the Lumberjacks in front. And so Ritter with us to the puck will get the goal. Time of the goal, 10:15, even strength. And 1-0 Tomah with the lead. The goaltenders faced an equal amount of shots in that first period. Brody Pierce with 7 saves, Ian Corbett with 7 saves as well for the Lumberjacks. Coming up later this week, we'll be back with East Boys Basketball playing in the annual Turkey Shootout over at Wausau West. Lumberjacks will play a 5 o'clock game both Friday and Saturday. Friday night, East will take on Wausau Newman. We'll have that game live for you right here. Saturday, a live game as well at 5 o'clock as East will take on Stevens Point Pacelli. Be interesting to see the first time both Newman and Wausau West. Newman beginning the season 1-1 so far. Wausau West playing their opener in boys basketball tonight. They're on the road up in Lakeland. And we'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning on our website and also here on Fox Sports AM 1390 and FM 93.9. The Lumberjack boys basketball team 1-0 on the season so far, beating Mosinee in their opener. Next week we'll have the girls basketball game for you. Lumberjacks taking on Wittenberg Burnhamwood. And then back to hockey next Thursday, a week from this Thursday when East will be playing Altoona. That game being played at the Hobbs Ice Arena in Eau Claire. And we'll have that action for you a week from Thursday night. All right here on Fox Sports AM 1390 and FM 93.9. We'll take one more break, come back, and get set to drop the puck. Back in a moment with the second period after this on Fox Sports AM 1390, FM 93.9. Tom King back here in Tomah as we are set to begin period number two. Lumberjacks trailing 1-0. East will be going right to left on your radio. Ben Feck will take the opening draw for the Lumberjacks. Tomah wins this one, though, and will carry into the zone, throwing a wild shot that goes over the top of the net and into the netting above the glass behind the goal. Faceoff will come out of the zone. Fintech tried to steal that faceoff and take off with it, but he got his pocket picked clean. This time he's able to hit it ahead, and it's knocked back into the zone by Tomah. They're going to go in hard on the forecheck. They're going to pass! And the Timberwolves couldn't get anybody there in front. Now East will come back the other way. Here comes Speck. Makes the move. Gets behind the defense. Carries it in. Backhanded shot. It went a bit wide. He carried a little too far before he could get control of it and get the shot away. But a nice move to get free and behind the defense by Ben Feck. Puck still in the zone for the Lumberjacks. Tomah looking to clear it. And now they will. Battle of center ice. Puck slides past the defenseman. And Corbett's going to cover that up. As Romanski got tied up with the Tomah forward near the blue line, puck slid past both of them all the way on net, and Corbett covers it up and gets a whistle. Just in the way here, second period, 1-0 Tomah with the lead. Faceoff coming to the left of the East goaltender. Down into the corner, Cravens will look to backhand it ahead. He looks to clear it, can't get it out. There's a shot in front. And Corbett knocked that one aside. But still along the side boards. Lumberjacks looking to clear it, and now they will. Big check. That's Devoney off the puck. Here comes Bruno. He takes a shot. Goes off the glove of Pierce and down into the corner. Sent out of the zone. Out of the zone by Tomah. Lumberjack defenseman will kind of chase it down. Romanski whips on it, and he can't get it out. Now it'll be Cravens who will carry it out of the zone, send a pass ahead. Tomah's able to get it out of the zone, though. And here they come. Carrying it in. Getting behind the defense and behind the net. Centering pass. Nice tie-up, though, in front. Good job that time by Andrew Daniel tying up the man in front. Tomah's able to hold the zone, though. They carry it behind the net. Trying to wrap around. Couldn't control the puck, though. Lost the handle on it. Centering pass. Corbett knocked that one all the way out to the blue line, and Tomah couldn't hold his own. Now they'll send it back in, all the way around to the far corner. And he's able to clear it out. Como will flip it right back in, bouncing behind the East net. And the Lumberjacks will send it hard off the glass to center ice. They've got a two-on-two. Cummings will carry it in. Cummings skates in front. Off down low. Shot back to Turkey and a goal. And it was a beauty. And the Lumberjacks have tied it. Austin Cummings, the big guy, skates in the high slot. Backhands a pass down in front to Krasowski, and Cody Krasowski with a nifty little backhand got it past Pierce for the goal, and we are tied at one. Krasowski from Cummings for the Lumberjacks, and it is 1-1. Face off at center ice. Soma tries to win the draw, puck still loose at center ice, pops up in the air. And East will send it back into their own zone. Romanski will skate it behind the net. And now we get a whistle, and it's like we're going to get, we're going to get a penalty here. We haven't had a penalty in this game yet. Nope, no penalty. Well, are we going to get one? Nope. I think the puck just went up into the netting, so we got a whistle here. We haven't had a penalty yet in this game. Now that I've said that, if we're getting a hard shot by Toma, gets in on net, Corbett makes a save on that. Lumberjacks look to clear it. And they'll get it out. Battle at center right, sent back in. Quick to head though by Holcomb. Toma sends it back the other way. Holcomb will grab it. He'll cross ice to his partner, Romanski, who sends it high off the glass and out of the zone. Hard in on the forecheck is Gabe McGinnity. McGinnity wins the battle, takes the puck away, out to Holcomb, puts it in shot, it's deflected, it gets blocked! Nobody from East can get a stick on it! Out to the point, Holcomb takes the shot, that's blocked! Lumberjack, hold his own, Beck with it, he throws it at the net, that goes way wide, all the way over to the opposite corner. Romanski, at the point, sends it back in. Puck loose behind the net, Beck, lost the handle on it, Toma grabs it, boy, the puck was sitting right in the crease, and East couldn't get a stick on it. Battle at the blue line. Lumberjack trying to hold it in. Fett does a good job. Toma gets out to the point again. Holcomb, another shot block. Kicked in deep there by Andrew Dano. Lumberjack keeping the pressure on. Fett with a high shot. That deflects over the arm, maybe off the blocker of Pierce, and up and out of play. Lumberjack keeping the pressure on. They had a golden opportunity. A shot got through and was laying in the crease. Nobody could find it. And finally, one of the Toma Timberwolves knocked it out of there, but he holds the zone, and they get an offensive zone faceoff here. Comes down to the point. Cravens misfired on a flank shot, and Toma will get it out of the zone. Puck loose at center ice, knocked in deep by the Timberwolves behind the East net. In the corner, along the near boards, Devorny is there. I think that was Cravens who went down hard, and he's feeling it. A little slow getting up. Toma's able to, or East is able to clear the zone, but it's sent right back in behind the Lumberjack net. Cravens has it now. I think he'd like to skate off if he can. The puck's going to go the length of the ice. That's probably going to be an icing call. Icing will be the call against the Lumberjacks, and we get a whistle. East hockey is brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral needed at the new Bone and Joint Center's Walking Care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Takes off to the right of East goaltender Ian Corbett. Now they're going to send out Landon Dale from the center circle. Puck is loose along the far boards, knocked in deep by Toma. Lumberjacks look to clear it. It goes off the body of one of the Timberwolves. They hold it in. And they get a shot away. They do. It slides wide to the corner, near corner. Battle for it there. Out to the point. Toma takes a shot. It's in front. Blocked for a moment. And then out of the zone by Lumberjacks. Going to go the length of the ice. That'll be another icing call against East. And we get another whistle. 12:09 to play second period. We are tied at one. Cody Krasowski with the goal here in the period. Tying the game for the Lumberjacks. Faceoff coming back in the East defensive zone. Toma wins it out to the point. And it's taken away. Nice block there. And here comes East into the zone. Jack Meckles Centering pass. Going, there's a shot that didn't get through block. Out to the point. Romanski with a shot. That deflects wide. Lumberjacks hold the zone. Down behind the net. Jack Nepples and Ben Feck trying to dig in the corner. Feck flips it up in the air with his hand. It's going to be a hand pass against East. And the faceoff will come all the way down on the other end. Feck flipped that one up in the air with his hand, and the Lumberjacks were first to touch it. And so Tomo will get another offensive zone faceoff here. Then we'll take the draw for East. Puck comes loose and grabbed. Jack Nepples will carry it out. Nepples turning on the speed. Gets behind the defense. Can he get a shot away? He does. High and wide. All the way out to the opposite blue line. Romanski holds it in. Knocks it down behind the net. Flies to the far board. Romanski steps up. Make the move, poke checked away from him. Trying to hold it in along the far boards is Gabe McGinnity. Gets it taken away from him, and Toma clears it. Beck will chase it down in center ice. Cross ice pass to Jack Nepples. He dumps it in deep. East is going to get a change here. Toma's going to pick it up and look to attack. Long pass, that's going to be way too far. That'll be an icing call against Toma. So East will get an offensive zone faceoff here. Lumberjack Hockey is brought to you in part by DeBorney Orthodontics. You can see more than a smile. See DeBorney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeBorneyOrthodontics.com. 11 minutes to play, second period, tied at one. Toma had it behind their own net, looking to clear it. Cummings steps up, out to the point to Cravens. Cravens back down low to Cummings. He tries to center it. It goes behind the net all the way over to the far board. Blinking over there. Lumberjacks hold it in. Krasowski knocks it in deep. Cummings behind the net. Nichols along the far boards again. Lumberjack defenseman. Hits the school. Steps up. Tries to hold the zone and does for the moment anyway. Puck comes out of the blue line and out. Cravens will grab it. He's going to send it back in on net. Pierce makes a save on that and directs it to one of his defensemen. Lumberjacks go in on a hard forecheck. Now Toma comes away with it. They look to attack. Here they come, carrying it out of the zone. Bishop King turns, shoots. The save made. It's out in front. Lumberjacks grab it and will clear it. Back the other way they come. Krasowski's long pass. Deflects down into the zone. And Pierce will come out of the net, try to cover it up. Puck is out. But a quick whistle. And we get a faceoff coming. It looked like Pierce was going to cover that up. And the official blew the whistle even though the puck was still free. So we get a faceoff. Landon Dano will take the draw. He wins it. Nice flat shot put in. That's a save made on DeVoy's hard shot. Lumberjacks get it out to the point. Romanski winds up, shoots. It's in front. Didn't get through. And Toma's able to clear it. Romanski's going to have to hurry. He's being pressured. Sends it back the other way. A Toma defenseman grabs it. Collision at center ice on the far boards. And Toma comes out of their way. A big check. And our first penalty of the game is coming. Romanski's going to go to the box. It's going to be head contact. A high check by Sam Romanski will send him to the box for head contact. And the first power play of the game, Toma will have the man advantage here. Big collision at the blue line, and Romanski was a little bit taller than the other kid, and the shot he gave caught the Toma player in the head. So it will be a man advantage here. First power play of the game, Toma will have it, and a faceoff in their zone. They control it. But now a nice overplay, intercepting it and knocking out of the zone with Andrew Dale. Toma's got to retreat to center ice and regroup. He anticipated that well. Now Dale takes it away again. Lumberjacks able to clear it. Raven sends it the length of the ice. Toma will chase it down. Andrew Dano coming in on the forecheck shorthanded. Now also coming in is Landon Dano. And a turnover! And shorthanded, there's a trip coming! And it will be even Craig Hockey. Lumberjacks still have control of it. The late penalty coming. They get it out to the point. Loose handle on it. And now the whistle will come. It'll be a tripping penalty coming against Toma. And the Lumberjacks had a strong shorthanded forecheck going there. They got the turnover. And Landon Dino got taken down, and so tripping is the call. Going to the box for Soma is Steven Kavinsky. And so it's 4-on-4 hockey here, and the faceoff will come in the east offensive zone. Ben Speck out there with Nick DeBorny, Jack Knuckles, and Andy Cravens. Lumberjacks control it. Speck, circle centering pass, that didn't get through. Deflects to the near board. Soma wants to come the other way. They've got a player out. Good defense by East. Jack Knuckles will chase it down, flip it along the near boards. Grabbed there by DeBorny. Now sends it behind the net. Knuckles with it. His pass is deflected up and out of the zone. Soma grabs it at center ice. We'll send it in. They get it behind Cravens all the way deep. Centering pass goes off the side of the net. Grabbed by the Lumberjacks. Cravens is going to bring it ahead. Andy Cravens, nice pass. Long pass. Turning it in. Nick DeBorny. Shoots. And a blocker save made by Pierce to the corner. Peck will grab it there. Lumberjacks. Peck throws in a hard shot and the save made right into the stomach area of Brody Pierce. And we'll get another faceoff in the east offensive zones. 27 seconds remaining on Sam Romanski's penalty. 1:07 remaining on the penalty to Toma. So East will get a short power play here. Still 4-on-4 at this point, though. Lumberjacks win the draw. Peck out on top with it. There's a shot. Holcomb puts it through the defenseman's legs, goes all the way to the far boards. Soma able to clear it. Beth grabs it. He's going to carry it in. Oh, checked away from him before he could get the pass away. Holcomb sends it up against the far boards, along with one of the Toma players. With 3 seconds remaining, and he's got a man advantage. Toma sends it in deep. East is on the power play right now for 37 seconds. They have the puck in their own zone. Holcomb behind the net. They look to set it up. First time we've seen the East power play tonight. Pass is too far, and they send it back the other way on net. Bullitt's got to make a save on that. Holcomb will have it. They'll get one more rush here with 19 seconds remaining on the man advantage. Cross-ice pass. Knocked away. Beck will bring it ahead. Beck will carry it in. Sent down into the corner. Puck flies to the far board. That'll do it for the power play. Both teams at full strength. He's trying to hold the zone. Cummings has it. He looks, sends it out to the point. Krasowski back down deep, all the way around behind the Toma net. They get it out to the point. Big one-time wrister by Cravens. That got through, and Pierce made a save on that. And we get a whistle. 6:36 to play here, second period, tied at 1. And the Lumberjacks will get an offensive zone faceoff. East hockey brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meat. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meat, the corner 29 and J in Weston. Lumberjacks with a draw out to the point, shot blocked off the top, don't able to clear it, and they want to turn on the Jets. Here they come, one man to beat, centering fast, didn't get through. Raven's got a skate on that. As Toma had a man open in front, Lumberjacks able to clear it out of the zone. Toma will flick it back in deep, though. Chased down by East, they send it off the near board. Their board is trying to break it out, and they will. DeBorny fighting through a check. It's taken down. Lost the handle on it. Lumberjacks can't hold it, and out of the zone it comes. Nick Pascula with it, sends it back the other way. Puck loose at center ice. Grabbed by Andrew Dano. He'll send it in deep. One of the Timberwolves lost an edge. He's able to hold his own, sending it back into the point, from the point behind the net. Seawolves will look to put it out. Still behind the net. Battling for it down there is Gabe McGinnity. McGinnity stay on the floor, just harassing the Toma player who's trying to set up the breakout. Now they'll finally get it out off the glass. Ravens will send it back the other way. East comes, carries it in. Cross ice pass, didn't get through, knocked away. East will hold his own. Peck with it. Sends it behind the net. Now right back to Peck. Shoots! And a glove save made by Pierce. 5:09 to play, second period. Still tied at 1. Our hockey game tonight brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. That's the face-off for EC Windsor. There's a shot from behind slot that deflects over the top of the net off the stick of Jack Nichols. Puck pops high in the air. East controls it. Out near the blue line now with it is Beck. Backhands it in deep. Overskating it is McGinnity. Jack Nichols down there to help him. Now Beck will try to come in and help as well. There's the pass put to head. It's going to be too far. That'll be an icing call against Toma. And East will get another offensive zone faceoff. Don't forget, you can always catch high school broadcast podcasts on our website. As soon as the game is done, it gets posted as a podcast on FoxSportsWausau.com. You can go back if you miss a game, if you want to hear some of the highlights from the past games, go to the website and check it out. Faceoff goes all the way to the far boards. Romanski battling over there, trying to hold it in. And Krasowski will grab it. There's a shot flicked in, and Pierce makes the glove save on that. I think it would have been wide of the net, but nice job by Cody Krasowski of putting it on net. Just keep throwing shots at the net. You never know what's going to happen. And we get another faceoff. Lumberjacks win it again. Back to Krasowski. Sends it down in the corner. Toma looks to clear it, and they will. Kicked out, trying to get behind the defense. Taken away nicely, though, by Romanski. Puck gets stuck in the skate of the official along the far board. He's able to grab it, and they fight through. Two on one. They get the pass ahead. Cunning shoots! And Pierce is able to sit on it. Cunning tried to go five-hole on him, and Pierce was able to sit down on it and make the save. Nice pass. Got Cummings an open shot. And Pierce was able to stop the five-hole attack right there and get the save. Landon Dainel takes the faceoff for the Lumberjacks. Toma can't clear it. Held in by Craven. Puck behind the Toma net. They look to clear it out. They will, but it's going to be too far. That'll be another icing call against Toma. Icing the call against the Timberwolves. East Hockey is brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Another face-off. This one back to the point. East holds it in for a moment. Now Toma will clear it out to center ice. Cravens needs to chase it down. He's being pressured. And the Toma player got behind him and grabbed control of the puck. Battle along the near board. Got to the point. There's a slapper. That's blocked and pushed. First shot. Toma made a save on that. Puck is still loose. And Puck gets it out to the point. They flick it in again, and it deflects in. They kept the pressure on, and they threw it toward the net. There was a lot of traffic in front, and it went off a leg and threw the five hole on Ian Corbett, and it's 2-1 Toma. Well, he blocked the first two or three shots thrown at the net that time. But that one, that threw and went off a leg and deflected in. 2-1 Toma here with 3:36 to play, second period. Face off at center ice, grabbed by Lumberjacks. They carry it in. Back to McGinnity. McGinnity with the shot. And Pierce with another save and no rebound. We'll give you all the scoring recaps between periods here. Another face-off coming here, 3:27 to play in second period. Puck comes loose, Toma had it for a moment, now they are able to clear it out. It's past Romanski, he's going to have to chase it down, and he will. He's being pressured, he carries it behind his own net, now sends it ahead. Jack Nichols gets rubbed off the puck at center ice. Puck dumped in by Toma. Lumberjacks wants to get it ahead, and they will this time. Actually, McGinnity. Out to the point. Holcomb pours it at the net. That deflection that went wide. Slides back to the side of the net. And Grant, covered up by Pierce, he loses his helmet in the process. As Gabe McGinnity and one of the Timberwolves collided and went down in a heap. And we'll get another faceoff here with 2:53 to play in the period. another offensive zone faceoff for the Lumberjacks. They've done a pretty good job with faceoffs so far here tonight. That one controlled by Toma, and they're able to get it out to center ice. Battle for it there. Holcomb wins the battle. Sends a cross-ice pass behind his intended receiver. That's Savorni. Holcomb checked away from him. Now Holcomb gets it back. Gets to the red line and will dump it in. As they give chase, Nick Savorni comes out in front, high spot. Thomas able to get it out of his own, and they've got one man bringing it ahead. He does a good job, though, of poking that away. One of the Lumberjacks loses his glove. East will grab it, send it off the glass, and out of his own. Puck loose at center ice. Battle for a big check at center ice by Nick Devorey. Lumberjacks send it in deep as we go down to 2 minutes to play in the period. Ethan's going to get a change here. They control it, turning out a front shot. And Landon Dano couldn't get much on that, and Pierce able to make the glove save. A minute 54 to play, second period. 2-1 Toma with the lead. Each team trading goals here in this second period. And Beck will take the faceoff for Easton. Wins it back to Craven at the point. He'll just send it in behind the net. Gabe McGinnity overskates it. Toma looks to get it ahead, and they will. And it's going to be an icing call against Toma. Nobody got a piece of that one. And it goes to let the ice in the call. Another faceoff coming in the offensive zone for the Lumberjacks. You'll recognize a lot of these names from this East team. A lot of them, all of them had varsity experience last year, playing as juniors and sophomores, and some as freshmen. Lumberjacks with another draw. Gabe McGinnity with it. Cycles it down low to the corner. Fett. Centering pass. One-timer attempt by Knuckles. Now another shot for in. Rebound. Puck is loose, and we get another whistle. Apparently the official lost sight of the puck again and blew the whistle, although the puck was still loose out in front. He's got a couple of shots away there before the whistle came, and now we get another faceoff with a minute 25 to play in the period. Puck comes to the near boards. Craven steps up, holds it in for a moment. Now Toma able to clear it. Now the East defenseman falls down. Toma has a man coming ahead. He centers the pass. Corbin makes the save. Does he cover it up? Yes, he does. Now we get a little pushing and shoving out in front of the net. Corbin did the splits that time to make that save and cover up the post. And now the faceoff will come in the East defensive zone with 1:11 to play here in the second period. 2-1, Toma with the lead. Now the Toma coach having a conversation, Toma assistant coach having a conversation with one of the officials. They're talking about the pushing and shoving in front of the net. The officials have done a pretty good job here. They let him play. It hasn't been too chippy. Seen a couple of things. Only one penalty. Actually, one penalty on each team in the game so far. And we just have a little over a minute left in the second period. But it hasn't gotten out of hand. Faceoff slides behind the East net. Now, we get, as soon as I say that, we're going to get a penalty coming here. It's going to be a holding call. And it will go against the Lumberjacks. Andy Cravens is going to go to the box for holding. Actually, it's not Cravens. It's going to be on penalty is going to go against Toma. There was some confusion on who the penalty was against. It's going to be against the Timberwolves, and it will go against Seth Waddle. I thought when they blew the whistle, Toma had control of the puck, and that's why. Actually, are they going to be, matching penalties? That's what it is. All right. So each official had a different call, so it's going to be, Cravens for East and Waddle for Toma. Each official had a different penalty. on a different team. Don't see that too often. So it's going to be 5-on-5 hockey here with a minute 6 to play in the second period. So one referee had a penalty on one team, and the other referee had a holding penalty on the other team. You don't see that too often. All right, 5-on-5 hockey here for a minute 6. Lumberjacks trailing 2-1. Now for the loose puck, comes out to the point. Toma flips it at the net. It's blocked by the Lumberjacks. Didn't get through. Toma with a centering pass. That goes through all the way to the far boards. He's looking to clear the zone. Vermint is able to get it out, and Devorney clears it. Toma sends it back in. Romanski has it, flicks the pass ahead. Lumberjacks looking to get a rush going. Can't do it. Now Toma comes in. Backhanded shot. That goes wide. Toma controls it. Centering pass, but they tie up the man in front. Here's a shot put in from the point. Corbin makes a save on that. He's able to clear it. 27 seconds remaining in the period. Center ice, Toma dumps it in deep. Romanski's going to get to it first, send it around to the far boards. Lumberjacks get it out of the zone. Cross ice pass. Grabbed by Devorney. He carries it in. Shot! High shot, and the save made by Pierce. With 10.5 seconds remaining in the period. One more faceoff coming. It will be Eric Schumacher to take this draw for the Lumberjacks. They've got the third line out there right now. Krasowski, Cummings, and Schumacher. Toma tries to clear it. He's holding it in the zone. Backhanded shot. 5 seconds. Can they get a shot away? Up to the point. There's a shot deflected. Just went wide. And time expires. There are two periods in the books here of this first matchup of the year. And each team scores a goal in the second period. And that means Toma has the lead 2-1. We'll come back to give you a recap of all the scoring and more when we return. You're listening to Lumberjack Hockey on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.